Welcome to the DevOps Lab. Now, DevOps is all about continuously delivering value. Now, to figure out if you are delivering value, it is vital to understand what is going on in your application during runtime. Is it up or down? Is it performing well? And what are users really doing in your app? On this episode of DevOps Lab, join us as Asaf from Logs.io, where they show us how you can easily figure all of this out using Logs.io. Asaf, how's everything going with you?
Things are great, given the weird situation this whole world is coming to. So other than that, things are going well. Yeah. We've actually had to quite adapt to, we're a company that used to all work from the offices and have a very vibrant social life in the office. And working from home is definitely a challenge, obviously a challenge on us and a challenge on our customers and managing operations in real time.
Yeah, it's very, very different, isn't it? So why don't you tell our viewers who you are and what it is you guys do?
So we at Logs.io are an open source observability platform. And observability platform means that we help organizations understand the health of their system by looking at the outside measurement that are being done. These measurements can be metric information, can be logs, and can be distributed tracing that we provide. We're built on top of three leading open source providers. One of them is the ELK stack, which we run as a cloud service. Mm-hmm. The second thing, Grafana-based solution for metrics. And the third thing is a Jaeger-based solution for traces and distributed tracing and APM.
So you guys, is basically the big benefit here is you guys give a single pane of glass into all these different logs so you can see what's going on with your application?
Yeah, the benefit is we give a single pane of glass across the different elements that any software these days is emitting, whether it's a numeric data in the form of metrics and infrastructure monitoring, and also the logs, and obviously the traces and the APM information as well. So controlling everything, being able to co-locate everything and correlate everything is a big advantage, and it's something that we provide.
That sounds pretty cool. Can you show us a little bit of what this looks like?
Great. So thank you very much. So this is Logs.io, and let me take you from the top. So okay. The first thing that we have is the ability to easily ingest data into the system. So being able to easily connect to all the cloud components, whether it's AWS or Azure, literally with a click of a button, you can deploy the connectors and get the data into Logs.io. The next thing I want to show you is our metrics product that is built on Grafana. One of the things you can see here, the system comes with hundreds of pre-made dashboards around different components. And if I click on one of them, you can see this is an example of a Kubernetes cluster. It's deployed on an Azure environment. It does connect to the login information, and you can see here that we're obtaining all the configuration changes from the logs and all the failures and errors that are happening, just marking them on the graphs, as well as metric information from the relevant devices. I can see here in this environment that I have a problem with my Nginx server, and clicking on it, I can see that it's scaling up, so I need to be able to analyze what's going on here. Very quickly, you can just go and analyze what's going on with exploring these logs in Kibana. So I've noticed that there is an issue that has been highlighted by the infrastructure monitoring component. Now I can click a button and just jump to Kibana. What we do here is we automatically copy the container name. We already automatically create the filters for the time zone that I was looking at and all the relevant information and make it very, very easy and very streamlined for me to troubleshoot and get to the root cause much quicker. So I see here that on top of the increase in memory and CPU, there's also an increase of IO exception, too many open files. Mm-hmm. This is a good indication for me of where to start digging in and where to start analyzing the problem. Once I find a problem and I know that this is a problem, I can also create an alert. That alert is going to trigger and is going to provide information to me every time something like that ever happens again. We do connect to devices, to services like PagerDuty, like Slack, like any other kind of like alert management and alert alert monitoring devices. So these are things we can do here. One, a few other things I want to show you about Logs.io. Let me spin a little bit here. Going back to a default view is if you want to troubleshoot and you want to take a look at the logs that that you're presenting with the plain vanilla ELK, which you can deploy out of the box, it's an open source component. You can search and you can scan through the logs, and sometimes you run into, like in this situation, where you have tens of thousands of log lines to just go one by one to read. We've developed a unique AI mechanism called Log Patterns. What we do is we cluster all the logs relative to their originating source code line, which makes it very easy for you to turn 18,000 or 16,000 log line, like in this example, into about 20 different patterns, which makes it very easy to say, hey, I know proxy request is probably irrelevant for me for my investigation. I can eliminate it out. Then I can scroll down and I can see something that is relevant, like maybe a transaction aborted that is relevant for me, or something like that. And I can see duplicate entry and or fail to create the date. I want to look at it even though it's taken 0.51% of the time. I can quickly filter that and analyze that and just get to the bottom of the problem with very quick troubleshooting time and resolution for it. So we provide other things that we do. I think one thing I mentioned is also an integration with Jaeger for distributed tracing. I can look at this information. So another cool capability of Logs.io is the Logs.io Insights. What we do here is that we match, and this is why it's so good for DevOps, we match version upgrades and deployments and pod restarts, which are like the vertical events here, with exceptions and error that's happening. So we have two types of insight. One of them is the cognitive insight. And the way the cognitive insight works is that we crawl the internet and we look for threads that are talking about issues with IT operation, issues with DevOps, issues with security. You can see here, this is a potential security violation that we track. We keep track of which blog post or which discussion thread was talking about it. We do it continuously. And we've actually built the biggest database of issues around this. So we detect this, and now we give you a hint that this is something that started to happen. So this is the cognitive insight, and you can obviously assign it to someone. You can change the severity. You can see how it's behaving, and you can see the pattern when it started to happen. The second thing is an application insight, where we automatically identify errors and exceptions. So we track it, and we implement many different programming languages, and we know how to track their errors and exceptions. All of it done automatically without any human intervention, so you don't need to define anything either. And you can say, okay, this is a nested server exception started to happen. It started to happen on June 27, 2018. It was last seen on April 7 at 6:10 p.m. And this is the profile of how it's behaving and how it's happening in my environment. And I can correlate it to events that are happening on that time frame. So that's the strength of Logs.io.
Very, very cool stuff. So not only do you provide a single pane of glass for all these different logs file, using the power of AI and also with your proprietary knowledge, you help filter out a lot of the noise from these logs files and even help users figure out how to mitigate their problems. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So we do a few things. First of all, we focus a lot on cost efficiency. We realize that running observability, running this type of system can be costly. So we've built a lot of capabilities into our system in order to enable a cost-efficient solution, which we have a lot of techniques to do that. The other thing is significantly reducing the troubleshooting time, which at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Customers and companies keep these types of system when things go bad, when things go, when there is a problem in the system, and especially when we all work in a DevOps environment where we use continuous integration, continuous delivery, developers can get a bug into the production, and it's okay. And it's okay as long as you find it quickly, as long as you revert it, and as long as the impact of it is minimal. The pace and the speed of development kind of like outweighs the ability for scalability around it. So we provide that, and we give them the full visibility and a completely cost-effective solution built on open source component, just the way engineers want and like using it, with additional AI component to help them expedite troubleshooting and help them alert on any event that is happening in order to prevent future incidents from happening.
Very cool. So I know you covered this earlier, but I just want to reiterate this again. This fully integrates within Azure. To integrate this into Azure, it's pretty simple.
Yes. So integrating into Azure is very simple. If you want to integrate the log information, all you need to do in Azure is go to all of the different services you're using in Azure and check the box to send the logs into the Azure Event Hub. And then here with the click of a button, you basically deploy the login into Azure. It's a custom template that goes into the environment, and we have literally less than three steps in order to configure it in Azure and automatically ship all the logs. So this configuration has to be done once, and then every log component that you send into Event Hub is automatically being sent to us. So we also support Event Hub, we support Microsoft Graph, and we support other kind of like Azure activity logs that you can deploy. And all of it is very, very simple to do and very seamless.
Wow, this is very, very cool stuff. All right, so oftentimes when we talk DevOps, we concentrate on just the CI/CD portion, right? Because it's super cool and super fancy. But knowing what your app is doing in production is also vital. And it's the best way to see if you are delivering value sprint after sprint. Logs.io, man, it looks like a fantastic to use inside of Azure. So check them out with the links down below. And remember to join us next week on the DevOps Lab.